Section 7. Basic Street Strategies. Introduction. Thinking ahead to manage risks for a safe, enjoyable ride is part of being a good rider. Risk is always present, and much of it occurs around intersections and in curves. At intersections, others may not see you or yield the right of way, especially when they are turning left across your path from the opposite side of the intersection. In curves, it is often a matter of going too fast when entering a curve. It is important to search for possible collision traps and escape paths as part of your overall strategy. Traffic situations can change quickly. You must be in full control of your motorcycle and have plenty of space to maneuver. You want to be able to respond smoothly ahead of time before you need to react to an emergency. You already know the value of mental preparation, riding gear, and the need to care for your motorcycle before you ride. Here are some ways to be active about your safety. Positioning. Lane choice. If there is more than one lane, pick a lane where you do not have to change lanes often and can see ahead while being visible to others. Maintain a space cushion all around, and ride at the speed of traffic in your lane to help reduce potential conflicts. Consider shoulders and medians as possible escape paths. On freeways with two lanes, keep right except to pass. On freeways with more than two lanes, avoid the right lane to reduce conflicts at entrance and exit points. When you change lanes, be sure someone does not want the same space you do. Lane position. As a motorcyclist, you can divide your lane into thirds, left, middle, and right. Your best lane position, LP, within a lane changes with conditions. Consider what is going on ahead, behind, and to the sides. Leaving room ahead for others helps you have space for yourself. Change lane positions to avoid hazards, to avoid bad road conditions, and to see and be seen. Presentation is a term that means to use a lane position where others have a better chance to see you, especially as you approach a line of oncoming cars. Some examples of when to use a particular lane position include: use the left third, LP1. 1. Start, or default, position to see and be seen. 2. To see a car backing out of a driveway ahead on the right. 3. To keep drivers on your left from sharing your lane. 4. To see better when approaching a right-hand curve. 5. To increase your line of sight down the road. 6. To avoid doors opening from parked cars. 7. To be more visible at an intersection with a limited view to the right. 8. To avoid the dark strip of oil, debris, or manhole covers often found in the middle of a lane. Use the middle third, LP2. 1. To help with hazards on both sides, such as cars parked on the right and traffic in the other lane. 2. To see and be seen at the crest of a hill. 3. To be visible at an intersection with a limited view on both sides. 4. To provide space on both sides of the lane for curves. Use the right third, LP3. 1. To avoid wind blast from an oncoming truck. 2. To see and be seen when there is a line of oncoming cars. 3. To see better when approaching a left-hand curve. 4. To be visible at an intersection with a limited view to the left. 5. To avoid the dark strip of oil often found in the middle of a lane. Being visible. Use your eyes and mind to determine how and when to adjust position as situations unfold. Imagine a bird's eye view from high above to see how traffic conditions might affect you so you are ready to change lane position or speed. It is your responsibility to make sure drivers have the best chance to see you. Distracted driving is on the rise, motorcycles are small and narrow, and drivers may not look for you. You must make yourself as visible as possible and at the same time, ride as if you are invisible. Even if a car driver seems to be looking you right in the eyes, do not assume they are really seeing you. Besides using a good lane position, other ways to be seen include: clothing. Wear bright clothing and a light-colored helmet during the day. Use reflective material on your clothing and helmet at night. Headlight. Be sure the headlight is on during the daytime, It may come on automatically. Use the high beam when legal for extra visibility, but don't blind other motorists. Turn signals. Let others know what you plan to do. Then be sure to cancel your signal. Brake light. Flash the brake light before stopping, except for emergency stops, and as needed while waiting at stops to alert other motorists. Horn. Use it to gain attention, but do not rely on it. Others may not be able to hear it. Add-ons. Consider adding reflective material and more lights to your motorcycle. An active strategy. Rider radar. Rider radar is about looking ahead, to the sides, and behind in the rearview mirrors. Search far and near as well as from side to side. Factors in front make up most of the hazards that affect you. You want to be able to identify them as early as possible so you can respond well ahead of time and do not have to react to an emergency at the last possible moment. Some locations are more hazardous than others and may be frequent crash locations for any roadway user. Examples include an intersection with limited view, a tight curve, a slick surface, a road with no escape path, etc. More than 3/4 of the factors that affect a rider are between the 11 and 1 o'clock positions on a clock face, but maintain 360 degrees awareness. Visual LED times and distances. Using time and distance to your advantage requires you to know what is going on all around. Three visual LED times and distances make up rider radar. 2 second following time and distance. 4 second urgent time and distance. 12 second anticipation time and distance. These are mostly straight-ahead times and distances, but include possible paths to the sides. It may be surprising how far you travel, even at moderate speeds. If you multiply your miles per hour by 1.5, the result is approximately the number of feet you are traveling per second. For example, at 30 miles per hour, you are moving about 45 feet per second. 2 second following time and distance. This is a minimum when conditions are ideal and you are paying close attention ahead. It helps you avoid running into the vehicle in front of you if it slows suddenly. Less than perfect conditions require more time and space. Here is how to establish a 2 second following time and distance. Pick out a fixed point ahead, like a signpost or pavement marking. As the vehicle ahead passes the fixed object, count off one motorcycle 1, one motorcycle 2 at normal talking pace. If you have not reached the fixed point by then, you have the minimum. Be sure not to count too fast. Having a greater following time and distance is better. This is especially important when you are a new rider, riding an unfamiliar motorcycle, riding in the rain, or if the person ahead can brake to a stop in a shorter distance than you. You want plenty of time to search, evaluate, and respond. 4 second urgent time and distance. This helps you react properly to conditions, whether approaching an intersection, rounding a curve, or following another vehicle. You can avoid running into the vehicle in front of you if it hits something. You also can react to an object in the road that a vehicle straddles or steers around, such as a tire carcass, muffler, block of wood, or something that fell out of the back of a truck. With good braking skills, you can generally stop within the distance you would have traveled in 4 or 5 seconds. You may need all of that space to bring your motorcycle to a safe stop. 12-second anticipation time and distance. Evaluate areas it would take you that long to reach. The idea is to have a big picture of the entire environment and to be aware of the overall traffic flow. Consider single factors as well as multiple factors, like what drivers might do when they are interacting with each other. For example, a car that pulls out in front of another car may cause the second car to move into your path. Evaluating your path 12 seconds ahead gives you time to respond to changing conditions, which may help you avoid emergency situations. Consider using greater times and distances. This is important when you are a new rider, riding an unfamiliar motorcycle, or riding in unfamiliar or hazardous areas. Having more time and distance gives you an extra safety margin. Total stopping distance. If you need to stop for a hazard, realize that braking distance is only one part of stopping. The three parts of total stopping distance are 1. Perception distance. 2. Reaction distance. 3. Braking distance. Perception distance is how far you travel before you become aware of a hazard. You need full attention to know what is going on. The higher your speed, the more distance you travel while you perceive situations. Reaction distance is the distance traveled from the time you become aware of a hazard until you apply the brakes. Again, higher speed equals more distance traveled. Braking distance is the distance you travel after applying the brakes. Higher speed equals more braking distance traveled while you are using the controls. If you are going 60 miles per hour, you are moving about 90 feet per second. How many seconds might it take to perceive, react, and brake when a car pulls out in front of you? How many feet will you travel? You can reduce risk by improving each part of total stopping distance. For perception, avoid being distracted and understand what is happening ahead. Do this by thinking what if? When potential traps are spotted. For reaction, cover the brake controls. Do this by moving the right hand over the front brake lever and right foot over the rear brake pedal when key factors are identified. For braking, keep braking actions sharp. Do this by practicing quick stops in a safe area so you know how your motorcycle will feel and respond. Use your eyes and mind, your perception skills, and think what if, to be able to respond smoothly instead of needing to instantly react. Mental processing. While having good physical skill is important, safe riding depends as much on the mental skills of awareness and judgment as it does on the being able to maneuver the motorcycle. A good strategy to use is SEE. SEE stands for search, evaluate, and execute. Search and evaluate relate to the eyes and mind part, and execute refers to the hands and feet part. Search. Search means to scan far and near and side to side. It includes 1. 360 degrees awareness. Imagine hovering high over your position so you can see all the factors that affect you. 2. Checking the mirrors, blind spots, and instruments. 3. Using your eyes to take in all that is important, and your mind to sort out things. 4. Having an escape path. A way out, and include open areas to move into if braking alone is not enough to avoid a crash. Your eyes should be busy and your mind active. Do not look at, or target fixate, on any one object for more than a split second. Keep your eyes moving, far and near, side to side, including the instrument display and mirror and blind spot checks. Search in four categories. 1. Traffic controls and roadway design features, lights, signs, medians, etc. 2. Roadway users. 3. Road and surface conditions. 4. Escape paths, in front and to each side. These categories help you organize a complex environment so you can identify key risk factors at any given moment. Evaluate. To evaluate means to think about what could happen. It includes 1. Figuring out how hazards and factors are combining to create a trap. 2. Predicting the worst to get the best results. 3. Thinking beyond the moment about options. 4. Being ready to change a decision. 5. Planning how to respond to potential traps. 6. Keeping a margin of safety. 7. Thinking what if. Ride so the mistakes of others do not affect you. For moving hazards, separate yourself from them by making speed or position changes to meet hazards at different points in time. As an example, avoid meeting a large vehicle on a narrow bridge. For fixed hazards, adjust your position on the road. You do not want to ride into a trap where there is no escape. Execute. This means to use smooth and well-timed actions. It includes the three action steps of 1. Adjusting speed, which means to slow down or speed up to separate hazards. 2. Adjusting position, which means to pick a better lane or better spot within a lane. 3. Communicating intentions, which means to use turn signals, brake light, or horn. Using SEE well as a car driver is a good start for processing information as a motorcyclist. A motorcycle rider must be a good decision maker to minimize risk, and this includes choosing not to ride if circumstances or conditions such as storms, heavy rain, lightning, flash flooding, heavy fog, dust storms, etc., make it unsafe to ride. If conditions deteriorate while you are riding, stop in a safe place and wait it out. Escape paths. Not having sufficient safety margins invites risk. Riding at any speed requires an adequate space cushion to brake and or swerve. You must have time and space to maneuver. Avoid target fixation so you do not crash into what you are staring at. Instead, look for your escape path options. You want to have an escape path that is open and allows you to avoid a collision. An escape path can be in front of you, to the right, or to the left. Escape paths can be within your lane, in the next lane over, on a shoulder or median, or even off the road if conditions permit. It is best to have more than one escape path open so you don't get trapped. If your escape path requires a hard swerve, be sure to separate the swerve from any braking. Keep in mind a motorcycle does not need the same width as a car.